Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to Paul Limick, our Green and Gold analyst, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your Green and Gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and Gold analyst Paul Imig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing on this Friday?
Well, the fact that there is four division round NFL playoff games this weekend means I'm doing terrific.
Right? I'm getting kind of giddy about it myself. I'm looking forward to the early game tomorrow, obviously. The Minnesota Vikings on the road taking on the 49ers. Adam Thielen says today that he is going to be ready to go. The doctors have cleared him to play after that injury, and then obviously after he needed stitches regarding that injury as well, which was kind of, I don't know what happened. I don't know the details. I haven't been able to find out, but he had an ankle injury that required stitches that now he says they're going to wrap him up tight and he's going to be good to go. So we'll see what happens. So coming into this game, Paul, we've analyzed the hell out of it. I think everybody feels that the Packers can get a win, that it's going to be a close victory if indeed they do, that, you know, hey, turnovers could be the dictator in this contest. But I'm watching this morning nationally. And while I think it's going to be the Aaron Jones show and a little bit of Aaron Rodgers, nationally they're saying this is the coming out party for Matt LaFleur's offense and Aaron Rodgers. Do you get that feeling that Rodgers has just been laying in the weeds the last 2 weeks, just kind of waiting and smiling, saying, okay, now we're going to show you what we're all about?
No, I don't think that at all. But that doesn't mean that he can't have a great game. I think really I went back and looked at his stats comparing pre-bye and post-bye week for Rodgers specifically. And, you know, he really took a big step back after the bye. It wasn't like just the Detroit game. It was really a series of games, starting with after the bye in San Francisco and everything like that. But, you know, it's almost one of those things where you have to decide if you trust what you're seeing or you trust the reputation and the history of the name Aaron Rodgers, and the fact that if this was the last game he ever played, he'd be in the Hall of Fame in 5 years. Like, it's a difficult balance, I think, to say what I've seen from Rodgers recently. Let's not forget about what I saw before the bye. Let's not forget about it. It wasn't just his perfect passer rating game against Oakland. There were a lot of games before the bye where I'm not saying he was MVP-level Aaron Rodgers, but where he was playing like a very, you know, for sure top 10 NFL quarterback, I think, up until the bye. I don't think there's any question before the bye he was a top 10 quarterback. The problem was, for a series there, during the last month and a half of the season, he was playing like an unquestioned bottom half of the league starting quarterback. So this hasn't been like, you know, he hasn't been playing people. This hasn't been a situation where he's like, oh, I'm just going to kind of purposely not play that well and I'm going to strike come the playoffs. But he's more than capable of doing that. But if, you know, again, if you're telling me that the Packers win this game on Sunday night, whether it had more to do with Rodgers being great or Aaron Jones being the focal point, I'd put squarely all of my confidence in the fact that Aaron Jones was the focal point if the Packers come out ahead and win this thing.
Hey, Paul, let me ask you something. And I was checking with a buddy of mine, Mike, over at Connections Ticket Service today. And obviously that's a secondary market. Tickets. First of all, there was a return of tickets from Seattle to Green Bay. So people that follow the Packers on the website were getting notifications that there were tickets available. And so I checked with Mike, and Mike's telling me at Connections, he's saying, look, the tickets for this game are under face value. What do you think? I mean, obviously it's an evening game. It's a 5:40 game. Yeah. And there was snow. There is snow in the forecast. But that snow is going to be finished by the time the game gets underway. But is it just the fact that people don't want to go to this game? They don't believe the Packers are going to win, or they don't think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl? What? Give me your thoughts as to why you think that the tickets are selling for under face value.
Yeah, Bill, I love the question because I think this is really interesting because I've even heard from people who are season ticket holders and, you know, the reasons that they aren't going to go or they don't plan to go. And the main reason is it's Sunday night at 5:30. So unless you live in Green Bay or maybe are within 30 minutes, you're making a huge commitment to, you know, leave Lambeau Field by 9, get home at 11, 12, 1 o'clock. And, you know, and I think part of that, too, is when it comes down to playoff football and camera angles and everything that you get advantageously from watching the broadcast at home, I like, you know, Bill, I told you earlier this year, I went to a Packers game for the first time in, you know, like a decade and a half in the stands and got to enjoy the fan experience for the first time in a long time. And it's a really unique, special experience that, you know, if you haven't done that, Bill, in a long time, and I'm guessing you haven't, I would recommend that you do at some point because it kind of gives you new and, you know, new perspective that maybe you had forgotten or lost along the way, as I thought I had. But the home viewing experience for NFL playoff football is really a good product, a good television show. So I'm sure the weather doesn't help. I think the main factor is that it's Sunday night at 5:30, but I don't think we should underestimate the fact that watching TV playoff football is a really good product. And if you can do that for free, you know, and spend some money on takeout and, you know, drinks and whatever else, it's maybe it's not a loss along the way. Now, I don't think, Bill, to answer part of your question, I don't think it's a lack of belief. You know what, I'm going to give you a quick story about the 15-1 Packers coming off of that 2011 season off of the Super Bowl. And remember the Giants game that night, which, of course, got trounced and were exited from the playoffs? I remember people buying tickets online 20 minutes before the game for like $40. I think at that point in time, it was because this was the weather wasn't great, obviously. It was January in Green Bay, but people just kind of assumed you beat the Giants, you move on, and, you know, then the real football starts the following weekend. I don't think that's the case this week. I don't think it's a lack of belief that the Packers are going to win or that they're the better team or that anything else like that. I just think, you know, Sunday at 5:30 is a tough start time and, you know, all the other factors I mentioned too, but that's very interesting to see, you know, tickets aren't even $100 if you can get into Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time that we saw, and this has been a couple of years since the Packers have been to the postseason. I figured there would be this overwhelming level of excitement to get there, and then everything would sell out, and there wouldn't be tickets available. We'd be talking about tickets going $300, $400, $500, and it's just not. There's no call. There's no demand. And I guess if you're a Packers fan, you're looking at the weather going, man, this is not bad Packer weather football. You know, mid-20s, yeah. You got a few flurries lingering left over from a snowstorm. You know the parking lots are going to be full of snow, and, you know, the tailgating is going to be lively, but nobody wants to go. And it's I guess maybe the NFL – and the networks have just made the experience in watching football at home with your friends and wings. And, you know, is this that game where, you know, everybody's having house parties or they're all heading out to a bar much like we are today down here at Stenny's? And, you know, is this where you're going, you know, we're not going to the game. We're gathering, but we're not going to the game. We're all going to go watch it on TV somewhere and all cheer together. Maybe that's the level of which we live now when it comes to live events versus the ability to watch many angles of a live event. Hey, getting back to the actual event itself, before I let you go. So we talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers, but most locally, and we had a great discussion last night with Scott Grodzki from CBS 58 and Dennis Krause from Spectrum News 1 as we did the huddle, but I think all of us thought this is a defensive game. This is where the defense, they step up. They've got a banged-up offensive line. The Seahawks do. It's putting pressure and containing Russell Wilson, maybe getting a turnover or two. And is DK Metcalf the real deal? You know, I mean, after all of that, yeah. And can they control the run game with Skittleman? After all of that, it's a defensive game more than anything.
Yeah, I'm with that opinion, Bill. I mean, I think the Seahawks do one thing well, really well, play quarterback. They have an extremely good quarterback. Their running backs, like I said, they're down to their fourth string guy plus Marshawn Lynch, you know, who's going to be your short yardage goal line guy. He's not going to have 15, 18, 20 touches. There's no way I see that happening unless, you know, Seattle gets up double digits and just wants to run the clock. Seattle's offensive line, not good. Defensively, they're a decent football team, I think, but there's, you know, I think what everybody thinks of, oh, the Seattle and Legion of Boom, and I mean, it's clearly, you know, a two or three steps behind that. From a pass catcher's perspective, I get that, you know, people have probably said the name locally and nationally, DK Metcalf, this week, more than they've said Devontae Adams, because Metcalf is the new cool thing, and he's bursting onto the scene, and he really had a huge game in the wild card round and all of these things. But the Packers clearly have the best wide receiver playing in this football game on either side. And yes, would Metcalf be the second best option in Green Bay? Is he probably the second best receiver playing in this game? Sure, but there's a pretty big gap behind, you know, even an explosive, highly talented rookie like Metcalf versus someone like Devontae Adams at this stage of Adams' career. So, you know, I just try to go through it and say, you know, how does Seattle win, and is this, you know, is it even possible for, you know, and I'm not trying to insinuate that Green Bay is some unbeatable juggernaut. They're not. They can lose to anybody, I think, and, you know, it's not like Seattle's a total pushover, but I think the way that the Seahawks are right now with the injuries, with the offensive line, I do think there's really only one way for the Packers to lose, and that is if it becomes too low scoring. You know, if Rodgers and Aaron Jones and company just are not able to, you know, push their point total beyond 17. If this thing ends up being, you know, 17-13 type of game, you know, then I think you're going to be a little bit more worried. If it's coming fourth quarter and you're 10-10 in the fourth, that's an extremely winnable game for Seattle. I think that is their chance to win, is to have it close in the fourth quarter in a low-scoring situation. Because, again, I mean, they don't do, Seattle doesn't do a lot of things well, except they just have a tremendously dynamic, talented quarterback. And so, I think if it's a higher scoring game, it benefits the Packers, but I still don't see either team putting up 27 or more. I think even if the weather conditions were perfect, I don't see either team putting up 27 or more. I just don't think these two squads are built that way. But overall, Bill, I do think this is a game the Packers should win. I think there's plenty of reasons to beat, you know, the version of the Seattle Seahawks from an injury perspective that are showing up to Lambeau Field on Sunday. So, I mean, maybe that's more pressure for the Packers, whatever the case might be, especially just for a lot of these guys. It's a first-time playoff game, but the Packers, you would think, should come out of this one with a victory. And then we'll see if it's Vikings-Packers at Lambeau or if it's back out west to where the terrible performance was a couple months ago in San Fran.
Paul, always good, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you and breaking all of this down come Monday. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Bill. See you, man.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Highline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.